This is Ozarks at Large for Wednesday, July 25th, 2012. I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
And I'm Kyle Kellum. Support for KUAF comes from the Rogers Historical Museum, featuring Buried Dreams, the story of Coin Harvey and his lost resort of Montanay. Open through September 22nd, this exhibit offers photographs and more regarding the life of Harvey and his resort, which lies beneath the waters of Beaver Lake. 621-1154 or rogersarkansas.com/museum. For more information.
On today's edition of Ozarks at Large, record heat and drought continue across the state, and it's affecting not only people, but animals as well. We learn about a herd of horses rescued from Carroll County last week, and what you can do if you spot distressed animals in sun-scorched fields. Also, the Sebastian County Sheriff's Department prepares to launch Project Lifesaver, a program to help find Alzheimer patients who may have wandered off more quickly.
All of that and more. But first, home prices in Arkansas rose 8% last month compared to the year before. But data released today by the Arkansas Realtors Association showed the number of homes sold in that time was basically unchanged. Bob Walker is a past president of the association and a realtor in North Little Rock. He says the market is clearly improving.
This year, everything has really been picking up quite a bit. Prices are going up. The buyers are evidently got more confidence in what's going on because they are not quite coming out of the woodwork, but they're out there more in force now than they were last year at this time.
The average home price in June was just under $161,000, up from $149,000 the year before.
Sheffield Nelson says he is suspending his effort to get an item on the November ballot to consider raising the Arkansas severance tax on natural gas. The former gubernatorial candidate and gas company executive was told last week that about 41,000 of the signatures he turned in to the Secretary of State's office were invalid. They were collected by paid signature gatherers, and now Nelson feels misled.
I was very disturbed, very upset, but what could I do about it? I mean, I'd paid good money, so if somebody were defrauded in this thing, we were, by those people. When they did that, they defrauded us, and then when they submitted it in a sworn statement, they, in essence, defrauded the state because it's against state law on what you can and cannot submit. But as far as us knowing that we had any of that, we did not know.
Nelson was given 30 days to collect the additional signatures needed, which he says would be an extremely difficult task. He says he'll make a final decision about whether to give up the effort next week. Nelson said he believes the industry should pay a higher severance tax to offset damage done by heavy trucks to the state highways.
A new report from the Annie E. Casey Foundation ranks Arkansas 42nd among states in child wellness. The report says Arkansas has improved most in health categories, reducing the number of children without health insurance by 22% in the past 2 years, and also reducing the number of child and teen deaths by more than 20% in a 4-year period. But the report says economic conditions have worsened for many children in the state. It says 56% more children are living in high poverty areas than 10 years ago, and an estimated 28% of the total child population in Arkansas lives in poverty.
Officials with the Fort Smith Advertising and Promotion Commission say the fiscal picture for the Fort Smith Convention Center is improving. Mid-year statistics indicate a 45% increase in activity at the venue, a total of 146 events. That increase represents a more than 18% increase in revenue for the first 6 months of this year compared to the same time frame last year. A financial report also shows a modest decrease in expenditures compared to the first 6 months of last year. The Fort Smith A&P Commission began managing the facility a year ago.
A new survey shows majority of Arkansas voters polled do not want to pass tax increases to raise money for road construction. Beth McAvoy from our content partner KUAR in Little Rock has the details.
Talk Business and Hendricks College polled nearly 600 voters about passage of a half-cent sales tax hike to pay for a statewide four-lane highway system. The proposal, which will be on the ballot in November, received 42% approval with nearly 50% against the measure. In a March poll, voters' approval was almost the same on the half-cent sales tax. Political science professor Jay Barth at Hendricks College says the similarity in the polls shows there has not been much talk about the measure. Barth says there is an organized campaign on its way, but voters' reluctance to pass any tax increases reflects the persistence of the current tough economic climate.
I think it means it's going to be a tough sell for the proponents of the sales tax. That said, I think they will probably try to counter with an argument that this will create jobs. If you have this kind of road building program, it is a jobs program for the state as well. And so I think that will come into play as we see the battle over that proposal in the months ahead.
Barth says he thinks the campaign for the half-cent sales tax for the four-lane highway will start to heat up after Labor Day. I'm Beth McAvoy in Little Rock.
The Rogers Public Library Foundation has announced that the Walmart Children's Library will begin an expansion of the picture book play area this fall. This expansion is made possible in part by a donation from the Zaleski family. The new storybook play area will include the space formerly used for VHS tapes, which are being relocated. The expansion will allow the Rogers Public Library to advance its mission of providing materials, services, and activities to foster literacy, stimulate imagination, and inspire lifelong learning. More information is available at rogerspubliclibrary.org.
The lineup has been announced for Arkansas Sounds, a festival to be held this fall celebrating music from the state. It's being hosted by the Butler Center, a division of the Central Arkansas Library System. Director David Strickland says it will include a salute to Levon Helm from Turkey Scratch. He died earlier this year.
John Miller was talking to Levon Helm's folks about having Levon Helm be on the program. And this was several months ago, of course, and before Levon got sick again. But we were going to have a band of performers from Arkansas that Levon Helm used to play with, and they would be his backing band. Well, they will be here, and instead of having him, of course, unfortunately, because of his death, we'll have a tribute to Levon Helm, but also to Michael Burks, another great Arkansas musician who died this year.
Black Oak, Arkansas will headline the show at Riverfest Amphitheater Friday, September 28th. The following night will feature the country punk rock band Lucero. Plenty of other performers, lectures, and screenings will also be included. And make it 20 losses in the last 22 games for the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. The Nats lost to Tulsa last night in Springdale 6-2. The two teams play again tonight at Arvest Ballpark beginning at 7. That loss leaves the Nats 15.5 games out of first place in the Texas League North standings.
Tonight we can expect partly cloudy skies throughout the listening area with lows in the 70s. Tomorrow there's a 30 to 50% chance of thunderstorms with highs in the mid to upper 90s. Thursday looks to be our best chance of rain for the next few days because looking ahead to this weekend, we can anticipate sunny skies with highs in the upper 90s in northwest Arkansas, while the River Valley could see temperatures as high as 103.